Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legendary broadcaster and former Cardinal star Tim McCarver has died. He spent 60 years in Major League Baseball, 21 as a catcher, and then moved into the broadcast booth. One of his partners during that broadcasting career is Emmy Award-winning sportscaster Bob Costas, who's joining us here on WCBS. Bob, great to talk to you. I wish you were under better circumstances. Your initial thoughts on the loss of Tim McCarver today?
Well, he was a presence, Michael, in the game for a very long time. As you said, connected to it one way or another for 60-plus years. He actually broke into the major leagues while he was still a teenager. He wasn't just a good player, but it matters in the imaginations of fans what sort of team you were with. And the Cardinals of the 60s won 3 pennants and 2 world championships, almost won all 3. All 3 World Series he was in, went to a 7th game. He finished 2nd in 1967 to Orlando Cepeda in the MVP voting. And he was a receiver. You know, people who know baseball know the difference between a catcher, which is a certain set of skills, which Tim certainly had, and being a receiver, which is working with the pitcher, the comfort level. And Hall of Famers like Bob Gibson and Steve Carlton both attested, if they could throw to just one catcher through their own long and storied careers, that one person would be Tim McCarver. In fact, toward the end of Tim's career, he became Steve Carlton's personal catcher. He caught every game that Steve Carlton pitched, and at a relatively advanced baseball age, Tim didn't catch many other games. But every 4th day, back then when teams were on a 4-man rotation, every 4th day he caught Steve Carlton, and then Tim quipped, "When the two of us die, they'll bury us 60 feet, 6 inches apart."
The fact that he was a catcher, not many broadcasters were catchers in their playing days. Did that make him kind of a unique commentator?
Well, actually, a number of catchers. It's actually, I think, maybe the position that most lends itself to being a broadcaster. Joe Garagiola and others famously went on to broadcasting careers, and Tim always felt the reason for that was that the catcher has the fullest view of the field. The essence of baseball is the battle between pitcher and batter. What's the count? What's the pitch selection? So the catcher has to have that sense of awareness about the game, but he sees the whole field in front of him as well, the defensive alignment and all the rest. So Tim always felt that it was natural for a catcher, if he had any verbal ability at all, to then have a career as a broadcaster. And Tim most certainly did. And your listeners in New York will remember that when he was in the prime of his broadcasting career with the Mets, he was just wonderful on those broadcasts. Not only was he sharp analytically, but he was so entertaining anecdotally and in conversation with Ralph Kiner. They had so much baseball knowledge and so much of the lore of the game between the two of them, the way they went back and forth. And even though I only did a handful of games for him, on NBC in the early 80s, he and I were lifelong friends, or at least for a very long time, going back to the early 80s and ever since. He was wonderful company. And that fact, also made him a good broadcaster, because he didn't just say interesting things himself. He was a very good listener. So when the other person in the booth said something either interesting or funny, Tim reacted. And it's hard to quantify that, but the audience understands when they have that kind of chemistry, that transmits to the audience. And that's part of what made Tim so good.
Bob Costas joining us here on WCBS on the death today of legendary catcher and broadcaster Tim McCarver. For me, Bob, it was the accent. I mean, it was so friendly. It just sucked you in, didn't it?
It had a little bit of that southern twang to it. He grew up in Memphis. The AAA ballpark there is named Tim McCarver Stadium. He went home to pass away only a few days ago, went home to Memphis and died there this morning with family surrounding him. But he led a full and very, very colorful life. The fact that he was an interesting person contributed to him being such an interesting broadcaster. He was very well read. He experienced the world well beyond baseball. He loved the game, and the game was his life, but it wasn't the only aspect of his life. He liked to travel. He was something of a wine connoisseur. He was just an interesting man, a very good conversationalist, and that certainly doesn't hurt when you're in a broadcast booth.
I don't know if you're willing to share, but had you spoken to Tim McCarver recently?
In the last few years, Tim was failing. We spoke on the phone a few times. The last time I saw him in person was at a memorial service for Bob Gibson in October of 2021, a year and a half or so ago, in Gibson's hometown of Omaha. So that's the last time I saw him in person, and it was evident then that he was failing. He wasn't quite the person we had known. There were flashes of it, but he was in decline at that point.
Sad day in all of baseball today. Tim McCarver dead at the age of 81. Bob Costas, we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.